This Islam is something amazing. Yani every single, I remember once someone saying, non-Muslim, he was telling me how throughout history, whoever was in power, not necessarily just the West like today, whoever was in power, what do? They normally demonize a certain people, destroy them completely, turn everyone against them and destroy them completely, and then they, after a while, like the Aborigines here, like the Indians in America, slowly try to make up, you know, a band-aid on a bullet wound, basically. Give them a bit of land or give them a bit of rights, or, you know, not to, you give them special treatment, basically, to make up for what they did, even though you can never make up. Except for Islam. He was saying now it's just Islam's turn. Before that it was so on and so forth. Before that it was before them. Then back when the Vietnam War, they were depicted as the worst off people. Back in World War II with Japan, they were depicted even in the movies, even in that, they were depicted as animals. So throughout history they do that to every single nation except for Islam. He was saying that Islam is just having their turn now. That's not true whatsoever. They've been trying for 100 years. They've been trying for 100 years, and all they did was make people more extreme on Islam than they did get people to leave their deen. SubhanAllah. So the outcome was extremism rather than people assimilating to their culture, to their deen. And that's for a simple fact. The simple fact is we have a book. We have a guideline and we believe with full conviction, 100%, without any doubt, that this is 100% the truth from Allah Azza wa Jal. And no matter what they do, and no matter what they say, and listen to this, no matter what we do, and no matter what we say, we always know it's the truth. So you get a bloke who's in a club, who's partying, who's drinking alcohol, who's a womanizer, yet he'll tell you this is wrong. If someone swore at Allah's Prophet in front of him, he would get angry. Wallahi, an relative of mine in this state, in a club, in a party, while there's alcohol, women and drugs and so on, he caused the person to become Muslim. SubhanAllah ala ni'mat al-Islam. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam. So no matter what happens, whether it's now, whether it's 50 years ago, or whether it's in 150 years from now, if we live that long and if society lasts that long, you always say someone, you always have the Muslim telling you that this is haram. Alcohol is haram. Riba is haram. Women are haram. Out of wedlock, of course. You'll never have someone change that. And that's the beauty of Islam. Even if he's doing every sin in the book, he'll tell you it's wrong. That's the difference between every other culture and every other people and us. Other people, the West today, 50 years ago, it was a big no-no for his daughter to have a boyfriend. Today, it's looked down upon, it's frowned upon, he's seen to be someone who's not with the times, who's oppressive towards his daughter if he doesn't let her go out with her friends. 5 years ago, being gay, and it was getting popular, but it was still looked down upon, frowned upon. Now, it's pushed with such force, and everyone just has to accept it. Not only just accept it, and subhanAllah, just the other day I was buying some Eid clothes for my kids, and there was a pair of pants and jeans and so on, all ripped and stuff, and the lady was jumping on us to try to get us to buy it. We don't even have a boy. So I go, we don't have a boy. We've only got two girls. She goes, oh, this is unisex. SubhanAllah, it's pushed upon us so far. So with such strength. But whether it is now or in 100 years time, the Muslim will still, even if his kids are gay, he'll still tell you being gay is haram. In 10 years time, in 15 years time, if someone comes along and says, I like my mum, I like my sister, what's it to do with you? Then they'll legalize incest. Allah alam, it's the same thought process. So alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam, and alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Iman, that which guides us, who keeps us on the straight path, living the most successful lives, and keeps us away from the worst of filth, inshallah. And may Allah Azza wa Jal accept from us all, inshallah, and Eid Mubarak to all. I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah, in Jannah.